And we are back here once again with another episode of the Cloud9 Podcast, Season 10, Episode 22. And coming up this Sunday, we will be on the season finale of the Cloud9 Podcast, 10th season. And I want to say thank you to every single person who watches the show live or you catch the replay. If you do either or, thank you so much for your continued support. I know I've been a little bit behind on uploading, the episodes to the podcasting platforms. I've just been really, really busy. I've been getting together basically a lot of things that I want to show you guys. And I have a few announcements in several videos that I actually want to do for you guys coming up very, very soon. As you guys know, my channel update video and podcast schedule video, those videos are coming out. And if you guys noticed recently, I deleted my Ultimate Spider-Man number one comic book review because I felt like it really wasn't that good. I'm going to end up redoing that video like I did with the comic books I bought series that I'm going to end up restarting once again. So the Ultimate Spider-Man number one comic book review is going to actually start up again. I'm going to get that video done and I'm going to do comic books I bought and start that series up again. If you guys have been checking out my recent videos, I am going to be pretty much uploading at least a video a day. I'm going to start, getting my feet wet again and doing that. There's plenty to talk about. So, just check out the videos, like and comment on them as well. And I'll be going over probably an indie comic book that I am currently planning on getting or have gotten actually as well. And in today's episode of the Cloud9 Podcast, we will be covering the LCK 2024 Spring All-Pro Joke. Carmi Corpus, absolutely complete trash. And we'll talk a little bit about, the LCS 2024 Spring Split Finals coming up this week. And
as well as the VCS.
Oh, the VCS. Yes. VCS. Yes. And join me here in this video. Join me here in this episode of the Cloud9 Podcast is Mr. Blanks. What's up, Black Man?
What up, man? Not much.
How's work been?
Same old, literally just sitting here, making sure the building doesn't burn down, keep it moving, mm-hmm. how it is. Yep.
How far in Power Rangers did you get since you said you got all that free time?
I'm done. The only season I got left technically is Hyperforce, mm-hmm. but that's more RPG. That's like, okay. I gotta figure out how canon Hyperforce is because I just haven't gotten time because I've been doing others. Because their episodes are like 3 hours long. It's like, shit. Mm-hmm. That's me. Okay, that's one episode a day. Then I'm not going to try and watch two in one sitting. Like, my fucking legs will fall off. I'm done. I got through every season from Mighty Morphin. I even went back and watched those 32 that season, that revision season where they revamped season one.
Basically, like Power Rangers Kai, if that's an easy example.
Yeah, but it took out the last, in the sense, 8 episodes. Mighty Morphin had a great ending. They had a great ending, and then they added 8 extra episodes for no reason. They had an actual ending. When people say
so, people don't remember back in when Dragon Ball Z Kai came out and other shows started having like these remastered editions. Basically, the idea was we're gonna remaster all these shows, not change the content, but it was basically to update the picture quality, the aspect ratio, the audio syncing.
Yeah,
this is just giving you a more. Back then, you could say this word and it wouldn't have a bad connotation to it. It's more like giving you a more of a modern, updated, remastered version of the thing that you already love, Now, exactly. if you say the word modern, it's probably got a bad, horrible, attachment to it. But back then, you had, My Favorite Power just had that. So, I don't know, would you count that as a personal season? I think that's just how would you count that, though? It's a Mighty Morphin remaster.
You count that as a year, but not, you count that as a year, but not a season.
Yeah, because to add up to Power Rangers 30 years of airing on TV, wouldn't that count towards it airing on TV? Because if that doesn't count, then that'll make it 29 years. But they count it as it's airing on television actually. Yep. But I remember because it was 4Kids, then it was Toonzai, then it was Vortex. four kids went through all that bullshit with all those losses and stuff like that. Yeah, I remember they were airing that Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, or no, it was ABC Kids. The first ABC Kids was airing that
Mighty Morphin one. It was Fox Kids, ABC Kids. Yeah, Nick, for me, I don't know.
I remember when they were airing that specific Mighty Morphin one. It was called like ABC Family.
Yeah, ABC. Okay, during the Disney era, the first and the last season were the main two that were on ABC.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember Ninja Storm because the day that I didn't go to Yu-Gi-Oh! Or I went to Yu-Gi-Oh! Later, I would watch Ninja Storm. Because I didn't watch every episode of Ninja Storm. But I remember watching the beginning and the end. There were some episodes I didn't, like, and the same thing, like, because ABC, what's the next season? Dino Thunder was all ABC Family. I was like, why do I remember that ABC? It was ABC Family.
Yeah.
But I watched it so much, I just...
Mostly when I thought of, like, ABC Family, I remember they were airing Mighty Morphin, and I was noticing all these changes to it. I was like, I didn't notice that was a different remaster, because I grew up watching the reruns. Because like the very first season I ever remember consuming all the way through, I think it was, at the time, was maybe Zeo or Turbo. Actually, because back in the day when you used to watch stuff, you could they aired the reruns throughout the week and you could catch the newest episodes on the weekend. So we had enough time to like catch all the reruns.
Mine's the opposite. They aired Turbo during the weekdays. I didn't get to watch all of Turbo. The first season I watched every episode was in space. I started watching Power Rangers in Zeo, but due to I was five, I would get home sometimes I would miss Zeo.
Oh, you're right. They did move it from the weekend sometimes to the weekdays. And, I remember they didn't air new episodes on the weekdays.
It was always weekdays with some episodes on the weekend. The reruns were on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then they flipped it because there was a whole accident where you didn't need as much cartoon programming in the afternoons because it was kid programming. Mm-hmm. You didn't Power Rangers, like, all right, let's push it to the weekends. Mm-hmm. And that's what I remember. 1998.
Yeah. Yeah, for us, I forgot, you're on the East Coast. For us, our networks, they had the old episodes on the weekdays. They come on like 3-4 my time. Yes. And on Saturdays and Sundays, they'd have the newest episodes early in the morning. Our newest episodes would drop at like 8 o'clock in the morning, dude. Crazy.
No, that was us. That was us, too, because what they did was, mine was 8 o'clock. It was 8 into 8:30. 8:30 was the episode from the previous week, except for In Space. In Space was the only, I think... In Space was the only one where they did the first two. The premiere aired a back-to-back weekend, and then they would sometimes air that second episode or the previous week episode at 8:30. Because they aired...
That was the problem with Power Rangers. I know a lot of people had hard times like getting to understand it. It was because the storytelling was like not cohesive. It was more like they kept airing it out of whack. So for you, you had to air it like that. For me, I would get the reruns, newest episodes. Then like they would have like sometimes on like Disney XD or JetX, they would like air a season and then skip over five of them to a next one. It was fuck. Like I'm so kids nowadays, dude, they are so lucky they just go on the websites and just binge it all in order.
Just go on YouTube, you can watch every season up to Donald Charge.
Yeah. Yeah, like, crazy, right?
Because the thing is, I didn't get reruns. I didn't get reruns. I barely got reruns. We didn't get reruns, actual reruns where you actually do the episode until the merger. We didn't get Ninja Storm. We didn't get reruns until 2004. That's when Dino Thunder, when they moved over to ABC, beforehand, because they took all whatever cartoons and they would put like, oh, it'll be like two episodes of In Space, two episodes of Lost Galaxy, two episodes of, literally from 8 to 12, it'll be two episodes of In Space, Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, and Wild Force. Like, literally, and I was like, okay. Like, I never watched the Wild Force once because I remember the last two seasons. Time Force, I was at camp for half the summer. I missed half of Time Force. That's why I didn't love Time Force as much as other kids did. Like, I loved it was like around episode 20, and then I started watching it. It wasn't bad. It was just okay. Digimon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh started coming out, and they started premiering it, and it was like, and then when they ABC Family, you can watch all the, or not all the seasons. They didn't, it's like the only two seasons I remember not them airing was season 3 and Alien Rangers. Those are the two, they did not air those two seasons on ABC Family from what I've seen. They aired the first two, Zeo and Turbo.
Yeah. There was like Power Rangers airing in orders was so fucking crazy. I think Disney did a good job of airing it in order, actually. Yeah. But before Disney, or when the acquisition happened, to really get to watch it in order, that unless you had DVDs, you were watching and that shit all out of whack.
And then certain episodes of Time Force weren't aired. Certain episodes of Time Force were edited on Fox because of 9/11. They even added the part where the building was exploded in the beginning. They edited that part out for the rest of the
I wonder how the episode in Lost Galaxy in the finale, you know how the Stingwingers are like bombing the place? I wonder how they've edited that throughout the years.
They did. Because it aired in 1999.
You would think they would go back and change that because that looks very familiar to that, you know?
The reason why they did that was for Time Force because it was aired in that moment.
Makes sense.
Yep, that's the whole thing with the Pokemon with the Tentacruel. I remember watching that episode.
September 8th, 2001.
It literally.
Yeah. I remember there was a giant Tentacruel and people were like kind of mean to it because it looked different from the other ones.
And knocking down buildings.
Yeah, I remember that. It was crazy because I didn't know we never got the Porygon episode until I went online. They're like, banned Pokemon episodes. Like, banned Pokemon episodes. And then I noticed Pokemon's part of the Porygon. It's a part of the original 150. And it's like, we never got that episode because apparently it caused like seizures with people in fucking Japan. Yeah, I was like, oh shit.
No. It's weird. The East Coast had an airing of it, but they cut that part out.
I had never seen that episode ever.
And only aired was in it was edited. They didn't show showed Pikachu doing his Thunder Shock, but they don't show the lights. They just show him doing that, and that's it. And then it goes to Porygon there, and then. Because they even show at the beginning of the episode that they kept the memo in for, you know, this this has, you know, photos. It's like, whatever, that, you know, the viewer discretion is a bias thing where, you know, make sure you're that. And then they edited out anyway. I was like, yeah, why? Okay, all right. We just left it. It doused the sink with Power Ranger because it was like, holy shit. And then with Pokemon, it was like, they edited that out. I remember they edited out a lot of shit. Like, definitely for East Coast. It was like, every West Coast still had it. East Coast was like, because they didn't want nothing to do with plane crashes. Aaliyah just died 3 weeks prior to 9/11. That was a no. And then we got months later when Trudy died. That whole thing where we got to think in like late October that she died in September. She died on the West Coast. We never got that on the East Coast. I found out she died by that episode. And I was like, and then I had to remember who she was because the thing is, I didn't grow up watching season one. I grew up watching Via. Like, that was my first recollection. I was like, oh shit. And that whole craziness. That's why I was looking back at it. I was like, damn. And then I was in the Power Rangers group, man. The Power Rangers group is just as bad as the freaking lead group, man. Jesus. God. I just want to say that real quick. That was...
No, you're fine. Oh, my God. Lawrence, you got to put your tongue in that girl, but God damn.
Yeah, you stupid.
Like, damn. That girl got cake. Damn, I got to put my face in that shit. That probably shit tastes like iced coffee. All right, man.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's true. All right, let's go. Let's start with our first topic tonight, which is the LCK 2024 Spring Split All-Pro joke. Now, there's a reason why I put that on the title, everyone. Anytime these awards get dropped, they are fucking stupid. This is they're not. They have been good in like, man, I can't remember the last time there was a good one, actually. Every time we go over these, they're fucking a joke, honestly. Yeah. Then, when you find out who actually voted for these people, you're like, bruh, even these people don't give a fuck about it. So, I want to quickly say this before we start, which is this... Okay, so the All-Pro team is not exactly a team award. It is an individual award for that player to be on the All-Pro. So, like, let's just use Caria, for example. Caria, if he plays, like, the best support... He's on the first All-Pro team. It has nothing to do with what T1 does. It is an individual player award like MVP or player the split, right? So you have people that'll vote like because they see the first place team, they'll vote like all the first place team at, you know, first place. And it's like, huh? Like, because most people assume, oh, because that's the first place team, they must have obviously played the best. And, you know... In some splits, in some years, that is true. Like, there's some years where they're just so dominant that that probably is accurate. But more or less so now, it's not been that for a while, obviously. And when it comes to just how these are voted, like that year where Abadage didn't even get All-Pro when he's playing, like, so good, you're just like, what the fuck? They had Bjergsen over him, and Bjergsen was running it that split. He wasn't even trying anymore. Bjergsen literally autoed himself. Bjergsen himself. This is that first, remember that first play you were watching?
Yeah.
All Bjergsen did was just pick Galio every game and just run it. That's all he did. All he did was pick Galio. And I'm sitting around like, what the holy shit is going on here? Then there would be like, there was a year Jensen was all pro first mid in season 7 summer. He was actually, he was voted over Bjergsen twice from season 7 summer and season 8 summer, actually. So you'd ask people, who's the best mid? They'd be like, Bjergsen. But hold on. Didn't you guys vote for Jensen as the best mid? Because Jensen was the first one on those splits. And it's like, that's why these awards are so stupid half the time. Like, just recently with the LCS. I think the LCS ones have been better than most. It's crazy. Yeah. The LCS ones have been actually pretty solid for the most part. Yeah, I will give the LCS credit there. The only thing that I disagreed on was that they put River over Inspired. I was like, that's pretty odd. But for the most part, I thought it was fine, for being honest.
I understood it when I went back and watched the game.
Like, I feel like Inspired would be considered, like, the player of the split if the LCS had an award like that. That was, like, my only real gripe. Other than that, I think
he might be fine. Because apparently down to the final three for the MVP is River
Quid,
and Inspired.
Yeah, like, and I'll say River and Inspired have pretty much been the second and first place junglers anyway. And you could also use the argument of, well, River has to deal with like four random rookies and Ayla. So, you know, that's also really hard. It's carrying a corpse of Ayla. You know, it's a second place, actually. So here is the LCK All-Pro 2024 Spring. We're hearing a lot of people were like, what the fuck's going on? So I watched a good amount of these games, okay? So I know you have, so we can understand what's going on here. All right, so here's the first place team. You have Keen, Canyon, Chovy, Paze, Caria. Okay, so big problem.
Imagine if that was an actual team.
That team's
They should win worlds.
Multiple worlds, actually. This team would stomp the fuck out of most people. Huh. Okay, so let's start with support. I have Caria as my support. I think that's fine. I personally would not put Paze right here. I think Gumayusi played better. I think Viper played better, honestly.
I would put Paze here. I think Paze played more consistently better.
Toward the latter end, Gumayusi and Viper played better toward the very beginning.
But there was games where Gumayusi was just like, he was cruise. He was on cruise mode, and he didn't have to do much. There were certain games it was just, okay, you could put about anything, and he would have won. He could have won Seraphine ADC. It was just...
If Gumi used to play Therapy ADC, I need to know to not watch that. Because that's about to run that shit.
No. And then he just put Caria was literally, there was times where
Caria was the one that guy, was. You could tell this guy, Caria was so fucking bored. Caria would pull out Ezreal support people. He pulled out his cock that hard.
Hey, man.
Like, Caria by far and away, along with the Lehens, were the best supports. For me, if you're asking me personally, I would put Gumi used to your Viper in that position. Chovy's fine.
Yeah.
Canyon's fine. And Keen, I honestly thought Zeus played better than Keen. I think they're about neck and neck.
I think they're neck and neck. I think from
Like, Zeus definitely had more of an impact in how T1 were winning than Keen would have for Gen.G.
Yeah, Zeus had more of an impact, but it's the whole thing where your bar is raised so high, when you don't reach the bar that people set for you, they tend to take whoever's right below you above you. It's the whole thing where the each time you keep exceeding your expectations, when you hit the expectations but you don't exceed it, they're like, oh, okay, he's good. That's the thing with Zeus.
And do you know what's crazy about Zeus is people think, oh, he only played Aatrox. Did we not watch games? He was playing Rumble and straight up fisted people.
Yep.
Not only did he play Aatrox is the most played champion. I'm not gonna disagree with that.
Or Cassante.
He played both Cassante games. He beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, he was.
Remember the Yone games? They tried diving him, and he completely just outplayed 1v3s.
Yeah,
1v3s consistently. He
there outplayed. Games where he was 50 keyed and Toby, like the reason why JG won because like Toby just have too far of a lead over Faker. But it's like you know every time Zeus, it's like that's the thing too. It's that, like
so if you're asking me, the only people I would change here is I would put Zeus here and I would put Viper Gumi. Or Gumiusi there. That's it.
I don't know about Viper.
Like Viper was insanely good. If you have to play with Zekka, man. God bless his soul.
And then I think that's the issue too. He's playing with Zekka. That kind of down your stock.
Even play Corki properly.
That kind of down your stock a little bit where you got to play with Zekka. It's like,
and that's the thing with Koreans is like they think in this like weird collective way. So it's like you could literally be Michael Jordan on Humble Life right now. You could be that, but since you're not on the best teams, which are like literally
Humble Life is like Michael Jordan before he got Scottie Pippen, like 87 Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Where you know there's a piece missing.
So as long as people don't see Viper and Homolife Esports in first place, they think he's just not as good. And it's like, he's the only reason why they're competitive, if we're being honest. Oh, sorry. This year, I will say Doran stepped up and helped him. Delight stepped up and helped him. But like, Gumiusi is their only real carry. Peanut didn't really come on until like the latter half of the split. Peanut was basically, he was doing his thing. He was okay, but he wasn't like Peanut, you know? Canyon is fine. Everyone here is fine. For me, I changed out ADC and I just changed out top. But I think Keen was the second best top laner, honestly. But if I know people didn't watch this, but if you thought Zeus was worse than Keen, you were a crackhead.
It's all about expectations. And Keen's expectation was reached while Zeus' expectation is so damn high.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so if he loses, it's going to be a lot more in a spectacular, more blown out thing. Like, because the thing with the all-pro teams when it comes to the LCK now is everyone only hyper-focuses on the team that they lost to, and T1 only lost to Gen.G and
Hobolife. Yeah.
Gen.G only lost to fucking KT goddamn Rolster. KT. What a fucking bitch. Fuck.
And then, but it's like this. KT.
But Hobolife also got embarrassed by Gen.G and T1. Like, really bad. Like, actually just
Havilah and T1 are fighting for second. It's like, KD's like, we can beat Gen.G. And then Gen.G beats T1.
By
and then T1 put their own foot in KT's ass. It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Masu and
Are you
and
ready
Busio.
To watch Masu and Boost? Oh, God.
That's imagine a BLG. If BLG go to MSI, I have to watch Masu and Busio play up against... what's the bot lane for BLG?
That's what I'm saying. Don't you want to see
Busio versus Karia? We're gonna get that.
Don't you want to see part two of Yeon and Core JJ versus Gumiusi and Karia
next
again?
Team.
Paige versus Yeon. You don't want to see that?
Definitely not. Please, no. Yeon versus Paige. Pray for that, man. Next, this is your second team, which is Zeus, Owner, Faker, Viper, Lahens. This one is good, too. I think this one's good. This one's good. I like it. It's fine. I think Lahens actually played well later throughout the split, but I carry a
He's up in the weekend of the week part of...
Yeah.
Genji's bot lane got slightly weaker. I think Delight
plays better with Paige. Lahens doesn't exactly play as well with Paige as Delight did. Lahens
makes more power plays, but he doesn't play well with Paige. While Delight doesn't make power plays, but he's a better T-fan. It's one of those, Deagle, for the person that's I'm
just saying, like, Lehens goes for a lot of more of those flashy plays. Delight's more like more calculated with them.
Yeah, yep.
Faker, I think Faker had a great split, honestly. He was actually playing really well. Yeah. Owner was fine. He kind of fell off in like the last week, but
he was like sick for a whole week there where it was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was sick. Yeah. Oh, for I remember. I was like, okay. People were like, he started playing badly. I was like, wait, I remember he was sick.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot, honestly.
Yeah.
But and Zeus was obviously, I think he was honestly, if I had to pick an MVP, I thought it was Zeus. He was my MVP for like the longest in the split, honestly. Yeah. The third team. What's the third team? You have Doran.
It's literally just the top three teams. There's a gap so wide. If them three teams on top.
Please, no. Zek is not all pro third. No. This guy's trash.
Who else do you put?
Give me Showmaker or BDB.
Showmaker, who fell asleep for seven hours during a game.
He was more useful than Zekka. Just saying. Okay, BDD probably not. BDD was kind of running it down.
No. BDD was trolling at the goddamn season.
He was getting paid.
Because he's like Qual Dog. He don't do well. He's going to get his sixth place. The bottom four teams are dog shit. Like, Qual Dog only needed seven wins to get in.
They barely got in the playoffs, too. Fear X massively could have had their number
to get. Fear X wasn't going to do anything. Them motherfuckers, every time they beat a lower team, they would get stopped so hard. It was like,
I have hope. I have play against T1. I have no hope.
It's bad when you get like a series where you got to go against T1, like a KT, a Hobble Life. Like, we got to go against the top five team, like four out of five. Oh, man, you're getting fucked. Like,
Guma Yusi is there fine. Oh man, even this team would be fucking scary. Just saying. Well, not Zek.
All three of those teams. Like, if imagine shuffling the teams and sending all three of these teams to fucking worlds.
Imagine this as your team. Remember, this used to be the old Griffin bot lane. They were like literally one of the best bot lanes in the world. Actually, like, imagine this as your team. This would easily win Worlds. I'm not even capping. That would be one of the best teams they've ever made. That'd be scary. Honestly, imagine. Whew, good lord! I didn't want to think about that. That's about, man. China ain't winning no Worlds with that kind of team.
Okay, right, G-Nuts, you know what? If you put that team in the LEC, they're going to die. It's like,
yeah. I want people to imagine. People think Viper. This is a guy that won Worlds. He's like considered one of the best ADCs. Imagine that with Faker, Viper, and Faker together.
Oh Jesus.
Oof. Everything here is fine for the most part, except this. I mean,
Zekka, but it's like
the only person that I could even argue is Showmaker, but he also had games where he was
Showmaker in.
That's it. I can't put BDD there.
Who's the one BDD? Who's the one on KT? Fuck.
Oh no, BDD's with KT. There's. You want to put the Kwangdong? No. Oh no.
Oh
yeah, you're right.
Fuck. Sorry. I don't know why I can't see BDD with like Kwangdong. He's like KT. Regular season MVP, Chovy.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So many times. He actually had a fantastic split, honestly. Now, this is the thing, too. If you're going to give Chovy MVP, player of the split's not the same thing. I would say the player of the split would probably go to Karia, actually.
Yeah.
Like, Karia legitimately warps how people play support role. Like, I think Chovy's great. I like Chovy a lot, but the problem.
Chovy doesn't do anything revolutionary. He literally just goes there, plays mid lane, and leaves. That's it. It's not as flashy. It's great. It's like he's kind of like Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Fundamental, but he's not flashy. He's not like a Kobe. He's not like a Shaq. Carey is like fucking Shaq. This motherfucker out here dunking on motherfuckers. Carry is motherfucker. He'll dunk on you and push you out the way and then shoot you with an arrow after. This nigga out here playing ass support and getting more kills than his ADC. And then you got motherfuckers like Bucio's like, oh yeah, I watched the LCK. I was like, see, that's your problem. You watch too much goddamn LCK.
Or does he have it on his second monitor and he listens?
That too.
For me, I would personally have Karia here because these are like separate awards. Most valuable to your team is not player of the split, I would say. But I don't know how people look at these. People look at these things a lot differently.
How would you value both of them? Most valuable players, what, to the LCK or to their?
Well, you would be most valuable to your team, right? I don't know. The no one's criteria for these are always like depicted.
I think most valuable player to his team. I don't know if I put Jovi there. I think he's the best player of the split. I don't know if he's the MVP.
So you would have Kyria as the MVP then.
I'll put Kyria as MVP and Jovi as playing the split because he's consistent. It's like,
okay.
It depends on how you look at both of them. I do agree Kyria should be in one of these spots because Kyria is affecting how everyone plays. Because you got motherfuckers that – I played with somebody earlier who pulled out fucking not Ezreal support. What the God damn it, what he pulled? He pulled out sub bullish. Oh no. He pulled out Kalista support. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He had me play ADC because he wanted to switch.
Like, he was just like, fuck it. I want to watch the world burn.
Yes, I locked in Ashe and then this motherfucker locks in Kalista. I'm like, we end up winning because the other team FF after like 12 minutes because they couldn't do shit. Cause as soon as I got to level 6, it was a wrap. I just kept hitting motherfucker with the arrow. I
did you not watch that? I was playing on stream. This Teemo VC'd for about 5 minutes straight, and it kept saying summoner disconnected, and I almost actually had a brain aneurysm. And I literally told him, restart your router, and then we just FF.
I saw that. So I was like, damn, I felt bad for that shit.
Every Kalista game I've been carrying, my whole team's just been running it. We had set mid.
That happened to me. I stole a Baron twice as Ashe.
He lost?
What?
You lost?
No, he won. We won off the second Baron push because I went in. I went QW, flashed over, auto, got the Baron, and I D'd out what's the one that's running? Ghost. I ghosted out of there, and then our top laner, Rumble, came in and got a pentakill, and then we just end the game. We didn't even go back. We just literally went up. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, sorry, not up. Down the mid lane and just crashed all the turrets. Mm-hmm. They literally pushed in Tuber inhibs, and we beat them in one bad team fight. They were positioned bad, too. It was like it felt like
I can't have a good Kalista game. Like every game I'm getting like either first blood or getting two kills, and team is just running it. Like,
our Kalista was bad to that team fight.
Our Skarner is invading when he has cryo and running it. I'm like, bro, you are
trapped. I don't even play with Skarner. I just auto-bear Skarner. Fuck that. I told our jungler just go Sejuani. Just go Sejuani. You just go build this, get to level 6 and just stun people, and then we'll take the rest. Our mid lane was so fucking bad, Orianna. He only woke up like he was. Funny thing is, he sucked at Orianna and was still beating his opponent. I was like, how the fuck you? I was like, this motherfucker played a Zier to Orianna. I was like,
but you can do that. The problem here is that if either of those guys suck at any of those champions, it's just super
low. Oh, I saw our Orianna suck. No, the Zier, this motherfucker. Oh. I thought about the time, motherfucker, and I realized this might have been the same motherfucker on a different account.
Yeah.
He ulted me away from getting killed, and then I ended up killing him with my ult. Mm-hmm. He ulted me over the fucking, in the jungle. He ulted me over the thing, and because their jungler was a fucking, not Warwick. What's the other fucking creature? Not Malcolm. I can't remember, but he was going to kill me. Mm-hmm. Dazir ults me the wrong way out, and then I also kill him, and then Arsejwani, you know, of course, cues over, stuns them, kills them, and then that was the beginning of the end for the team, or the first team fight. Mm-hmm. The second one was just, that was a fucking wrap. We pushed in. By the time there, because they had Ezreal Yumi, it didn't even fucking matter. Yumi came up first, got instantly stunned by Sejuani, got instantly killed, and it was just game. It was because they was beating up the whole game until that dumbass mistake in the 12 minute one. That was the same thing when somebody locked in Kalista. That's why these motherfuckers locking in Kalista support, fucking Ezreal support. Motherfucker wants to lock it up. I played juggle last night. You messaged me, but I went to sleep. I think 5 minutes after you, I was like, "I'm going to sleep."
I try to build. I'm trying to learn and play Kalista better. The problem here is like the supports have been fine. The whole team just collapses.
Yeah, that's true. I'll play with a guy that was playing Jace ADC.
That's been a thing in forever. That's a fringe thing a long time ago.
This motherfucker had all the kills. This motherfucker, once he got to level 11 and realized the other ADC was two levels behind, it was a wrap. This motherfucker was getting pentakill after pentakill. It was because I ended up playing, I played Sejuani jungle, of course, you know.
Yeah. I swear, Sejuani is such an auto, easy jungle. Not jungle to play, just a free win in most cases if you know how to play.
Aatrox top, Sejuani mid, Akali mid, Aatrox top, Akali mid, and they have Maokai support. So much CC that this Jace was literally like, he will lock, one of us will lock up somebody, instantly killed. Yes. This Jace was hitting fucking fastball, I was like, damn, this motherfucker's killing people left and right. And then the best game, Varus. This motherfucking Varus. Varus, and I went back to support. I was playing, I was playing Milio support. This motherfucking Varus was low key. You saw I was getting bear steal. This motherfucker stole the bears 3 times just to troll. Just on Varus. At one point, he got a bear. He Q stole the bear, ulted. And then got a quad. He always got a pentakill if our mid laner didn't take it. And the mid laner played Jace. But
Kasai Alba. Had the next thing, and you're going to love this one. Well, as you guys know, Carmine Corp came into the league. They bought Astralis a spot. And what was the common sentiment? Oh, kick Astralis out. We need an org that's better, that's trying to basically win the LEC and basically, you know, challenge these other top orgs in the LEC. So Carmine Corp comes in, Winter Split, 2024 LEC. They go 2-7. Actually, if we're being super honest, if we're even being more...
They went 0-7 and got the last 2 free wins. Because, see, no, this is the thing, man. Oh, now there's no more pressure to actually win. The fuck?
What
if I was your model kid, I would have quit right there. Like, wait. Y'all want to play? Now y'all want to win? Okay, I quit. I would have quit right there.
I want to make sure we hammer that in. They went 2 weeks straight, 0-7. They choked so hard against that rogue matchup they had. Sakin made like his only aggressive play I've ever seen that guy make, and he completely failed it. And we've basically never seen this guy ever since. Well, he was invisible before that, but you had like they kicked Yamato, they scapegoated him, and then they went spring split, and this was even worse. I swear with Yamato, there were some games in winter where they could have did a little bit more at some of the games. So it was looking like Yamato was making some type of an effect on them, but they're like, you know what? Fuck Yamato. We're going to keep Sakin, who was considered like the faker of French mid laners.
In the ERLs.
Yeah.
ERLs. Not the...
God, Lord. I want to make sure people understand. Sakin was in the LEC before. He was dog shit. I have no clue why Pimento. Fuck.
Camel Toe!
Every time I think of his name, I swear I think Camel Toe. Clement, is it Clemento or Clemento?
I think it's Clemento. It might be.
Cometo, yeah. So, when Cometo is out here fucking picking up Sakin, you are not serious about winning LEC picking up Sakin. Come on, let's stop that. Come on. Serious about winning LEC picks up Targamas. In the offseason, they're like, you know what? Targamas is the only support we have eyes on and that we are keeping.
Are you blind? What the fuck? Nigga, fuck, motherfucker. Trippie was free at the time. Trippie was actually free. You could have found a way to steal Reckless from the fucking, I'd rather have Reckless. Matter of fact,
they actually hated working with him. He was on their challenger team, and they actually legitimately disliked working with him. I wish Reckless wasn't a fucking bitch to work with, because he'd make so many teams a little bit more better. But
you could have called up freaking, what's his name?
ADCs. You had Limit free. Why do people disrespect Limit to our Limit's an okay support?
Oh, I forgot about Limit. Yeah.
They had Limit. They had Kaiser. They could have grabbed Kaiser. He just was off Team Heretic. And then you have Abadage just sitting there like, hey, I won the LCS. I've been to Worlds. I've been to back-to-back finals. He had 4 final appearances. He just was in finals last summer. And they were
literally, the team sucked all year. He comes out one time and he gets to finals. Come on, son. Yeah. I don't know why.
Fucking Kometo, man. All right, guys. So here was an announcement. Also, you can watch the clip, but he's rapping it in his native tongue, and I wasn't trying to sit there and watch that shit. So, Kometo has announced on stream that changes are coming to Karmine Corp for the next split. Now, obviously, that goes without saying. They need to make changes, right? Depends on which player do you kick? The French fans are very crazy. Let's just say that.
They're going to kick Targobuzz, right?
Please, right?
Right?
They're going to kick Sakin, right?
Right?
I think they might actually kick Bo. Because they're retarded.
The one actual great player
write that org off into the trash.
You know who that sounds like? The Tweet Tell Philadelphia Eagles. Trade away all the good players because Chip Kelly's like, they don't have a good attitude. Because they don't like your bullshit.
Or it sounds like Rogue too, anti GM and giving away all your best pieces to end up where the fuck they're at now. Oh, honestly, yeah, Rogue gave up Hansama, Odawamne, Inspired, Trimby, right? All that.
At what point they had a team that was Odawamne,
Inspired,
Larson,
and Hansama?
Did they go to Worlds with that?
Yeah, multiple. They also won the split too. Well, that was with Malrong, but they had basically changed out one person. And Comp that year. So they changed out 2 pieces.
And then they just blew that whole team up?
Mm-hmm.
What?
They had Inspired. They had Hansama. This org is like, they literally anti-GM. They don't know how to build a team. They finally win a title after always choking. And then they go, you know what? Fuck it, Jigenda. And then they just went, fuck it, give Trimby to Fnatic, and we take Advian.
That sounds like some DRX shit. What the fuck? Y'all literally are blowing the team up?
They're blowing their own team up after being successful. Wait, what? That don't make no sense. Oh, God. But I'll ask you, man, what do you think they're going to change? I honestly think they're going to keep the French players, which is so bad. I mean, they might keep Upset. I would hopefully they keep him. But I don't know what you do, because they can't get rid of all of them. It's too late in the season to do that. You would have to do that in the offseason.
Okay. How many import slots do they have left?
Just Bo. That's it.
Okay, they got one more import slot, right?
You can. Yeah, they do.
Okay, I'm trying to find somebody who we can bring over for cheap.
You would have to just coin flip it with a rookie. Who's available?
Do you think? How about Vickler?
Will he leave Ray Adam? I mean,
Ray Adams go. What the fuck, Ray Adam gonna do?
Ray Adam's not going to the playoffs, huh?
Vickler
in the LEC. I mean. I'll say Vickler's better than Sakin, so yeah, that could happen. I don't disagree with that. Yeah,
I'll go say. Do you kind of reach for Prince and get him out or somebody? Shit,
you forgot team. WE's in playoffs. That's probably.
Oh, no, okay, never mind. Okay. Fuck.
Damn.
I rather try to find somebody like. Oh, how about this? Get one of the
Cooley.
Oh, went to Coulier. Yeah, bring it there.
Coulier. He was like,
wait a minute. I just realized.
What?
Abadage, what the fuck? He free.
Oh, yeah. Abadage's sitting there chilling.
That's what I'm saying.
I know he wants to play. I know that motherfucker wants to play.
If not to Coulier, Abadage, one of those two. I was like, get Abadage. Mm-hmm. Get one of the eight VCS players that get.
Oh, yeah.
Get one of those eight guys left. Shit.
You can literally get Abadage and take your pick of either Kaiser or Limit.
I go Limit. Fuck it.
And that might fix the team.
I go upset Limit. I like that. Abadage. Keep Calvin Shard. He has heart. I feel like he has heart. He's
so washed up.
I know.
Put that guy on Josiah.
I'd rather have a player who's like determined, who's just a piece away than have Sackett, who I don't think he's a bad person. I just don't think he's ready. I don't think he's just meant for the LEC. I think
he has the worst stage nerves I have ever seen. He just doesn't exist.
I think he has that good area of he should have just stayed in the ERL. Sometimes players are not meant to come up to the major leagues. You're too good for the major leagues. You're not. There are actual players who are too good for their conference they're in or their league they're in, but they're not good enough to go to the major leagues. That happens to baseball players all the time. Baseball players hit 500 home runs in the minor leagues, but will strike out 300 times to get to the majors. Because there's a gap. People don't want to admit there's a gap. That AAA, there's a gap from AAA to major leagues. Like, there's a gap. And it's getting wider each year when players are coming from other countries.
Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the thing here, man, is, like, what can Carmen Corp do in the last split? Because, remember, guys, in the last split coming up, you know, you have basically an org with Cometto, and he put his org in this spot. He chose to go with, I'm this guy's friends, you know, like, I'm cool with these motherfuckers. Bruh, this is an org, and you're trying to win titles. Who gives a fuck about your personal relationships? All you guys do is rap on fucking stream anyway. Good Lord. I understand you don't want to get Nisky, because you're friends with him, and that, you know, that's bad for business. I fully understand. That's cool. But why is Sakin here, then? If you're gonna do it with Nisky, why is Sackett here? He's like, Sackett's my friend. I'm like, are you just retarded? Sackett is your friend. He's here. Nisky is also your friend, and Nisky's not here. Are you French people just stupid? Like, what the fuck? Am I retarded? Do I? I swear, I'm done. I'm gonna jump up a roof. It doesn't even make fucking sense. Then I understand why. Like, Cavill Shard's here, and it's like, I know why Cavill Shard's here. They kind of essentially promised that if they ever get into the LEC, he'd be their starting top laner. Oh, okay. That's commendable that they kept that promise. But why is Targamas here?
Yep.
They scapegoated to Yamato Cannon.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here just going like, bruh, fuck this org so hard. Yo, what's up, Warren? How you doing, man? How you been doing, dude?
Warren.
LEC Mastermind. You're black. Mastermind. Bastard.
Mastermind.
You got a big old booty too. Damn, you're looking juicy.
My thing is, can SK Mastermind wait to get to the finals?
Stop choking, please.
What the fuck is going on with
this? This is such a free year for SK to be like top four, and they just keep just going, no, we don't want to be top four.
They even try to throw against Rogue. I'm like, yo, what the fuck you doing? This is Rogue, nigga. This team is trash.
Shit.
I'm thinking, like, why is this team? Is this team like that, the major league team where they're like they have to lose on purpose in order? It's like, what the fuck? Because you know what? That might be a team I look into investigating for back throwing, match fixing. Because
Chaz, Chaz will send it to you, okay?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, he said he wanted to join. He can join.
Yeah, I got you.
It's just like, I don't know what literally, you could put Abadage, Limit, Kaiser here, and yeah. I don't even know if it's even going to fix the playstyle. It's like, does Limit's playstyle work with upsets? I don't even know, honestly. Maybe.
We'll find out in the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Like, Bo is out here rap. I mean, Bo can actually talk pretty decent English when it comes to.
Have you seen those KC comms? Oh my God.
Did you watch the one where he was chewing? I was like,
Bruh,
if I'm on stage and this guy is chewing like that in my ear, I'm getting up and I am punching you in your face.
I might have to fight you.
I might have to take, we might have to throw hands in the streets because that is.
We is throwing hands in the streets.
League is all about concentration. You know, like you concentrate.
And you smacking, not chewing, smacking. I'm like, I would have been like, what the fuck, yo, what the fuck you? Yeah, nah, nigga. Fuck that.
God, dude. Oh. I swear, if a motherfucker's smacking their lips like that, chewing, we need to go outside and we need to throw hands, bro. None of the players were like, dude, can you just politely just be like, hey, dude, can you stop? Just you know, be polite.
See, you glad Ball's not playing with Adam because Adam would just punch him right in the fucking face. I'm busting out Google Translation. I'm busting out how not to chew. Can you stop chewing? I'm like, the fuck you doing? You with the motherfucking gum in your mouth. What the fuck? You stop smacking, I'll smack you. Bitch,
oh, there was a part where I was laughing so hard when I Will Dominate was going over this. I'm going to clip it out for a video. When he says he's going to just kill himself, I was just laughing so hard. I probably shouldn't have found that so funny. But
I would have been like, fuck killing yourself. I would have killed him. I would have choked him out right on the fucking stage.
Like, I don't understand. This motherfucker is chewing. None of these guys have any backbone to be like, can you stop? Just, you know, politely be like, hey, man, can you stop?
And if he did it again,
then we got to go outside and we got to
take it. When they say European is, like, harsh, they be non-French Europeans. Because French motherfuckers.
French people really love each other. They don't really. I'm saying, and even with KC. KC fans like legitimately love their teams. Like French people love their teams, and I understand it. But
they're stupid.
They are stupid.
And the thing with people rag on T1 fans quite a bit, but at least T1 fans are like, hey, this guy fucking doesn't win me worlds. Can he get out of here?
T1 fans are fucking crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like
there was some T1 fans that was ready to off themselves after they lost to DRI. They're like, motherfucker, they ain't never that serious.
It's never that serious, man.
You about to jump off a building because they lost to DRX.
Some guy said he's going to kill himself. You know what's I was reading on Reddit on a T1 thread, and this guy said if T1 didn't lose to DRX, Faker had 5 world championships, and then he thought about offing himself when he thought that. I was like, bruh.
But not guess what? Serious. Guess what? If they beat Samsung back 2017, he would have 6. Fuck?
You actually had 6
world championships. Yeah, stop doing that bullshit. Motherfucker can have 6 championships if you didn't lose to Samsung back. Y'all got to stop doing it. I told you. Y'all got to stop doing that shit.
I'm just saying.
Is Faker LeBron then? Since he's lost Faker's, to the finals?
Faker's Kobe.
LeBron is like an actual asshole to some of his teammates. Faker's a decently nice person, for what I can tell. Like, he's really
cool. No, LeBron's not an asshole. He his thing is he wants to have fun and win. It's like, nigga, sometimes you gotta be an asshole to your motherfucker. No, LeBron's not an asshole.
Of course he wants to have fun, man. He already has 3 titles. It's so easy for a motherfucker to be like, well, I have 4 titles. Now I can just have fun. I got 1. Can I get 1?
Fuck being nice. If you know the motherfucker that's on your team being lazy and shit, you gotta get in his face. You gotta be like Kobe sometimes. Yeah, I mean, don't be like Michael Jordan, punch a motherfucker in the face. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So, right, what was the part?
I just want to say thanks. Thanks for bringing me on. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
Fuck you.
You've been waiting to do that since like 2020, huh?
Oh my God.
Look,
he does this on his stream.
He was chewing.
He's chewing. That's so gross to hear that in your ear. Fred, this game went on 30 minutes, actually.
That's what oh my God.
No way, bro. They have to listen to I would be so fucking mad. Listen to this, bro.
I would cut his ass off right there. I'll play. Nah, nigga.
I'm looking at it as well. Look, Naughty.
No flash.
Look, Naughty.
No flash.
So he doesn't do it all the time,
you
though.
You listen to that shit all game? I'm literally killing myself.
I'm killing him. I was like, yo. I don't read the goddamn comms. Like, really you don't read the comms? Like, nah.
You
ain't gonna be no two
today, motherfucker. Entire fucking game? That's problem number one, bro.
We already have terrible league play. Now we have to listen to this motherfucker chewing for 30 minutes. Nah, there's only so much I can take.
I'm gonna learn some Mandarin, some candies. I'm gonna cuss his ass out like in Mandarin. I was like, nah, motherfucker. You do that shit again, that's your ass.
I know I came in late. Where did you guys leave off to?
No, we only had two topics tonight. We were just finishing up talking about the LEC.
Actually. LEC, yeah, pretty much.
Oh yeah, well, I watched the whole season, and I think the biggest dark horse is Heretics. To me,
yeah.
I don't think Mad Lions deserve to have gotten into playoffs. To be quite honest with you,
be honest here, man. The problem here is the other guys were so much worse. They're gonna get in by default. That's just kind of how it is.
Same here.
I just don't like Elioya. I'll say that straight up.
I feel you on that, man.
You like having sex with Spanish girls, though.
I don't like scumbag, hypocritical
people. You don't like taco people?
Those are not taco people. That's Mexico. These are Spanish people.
Moroccans?
Sombreros? I know, man, but you're talking about Carmine Corp. I think the problem is that they should have just kept their roster from... They should have just kept their roster from EU Masters because you've built you've built up that synergy, right, with St. Croix, with I saw him in the EU Masters and in the exhibition. So to me, you get these big names, and it's like, I guarantee you, they might have not had a better. They probably would have had a better record. It'd probably be more like 4-4-5 again, or 4-4-4. But I think that I don't think that this was a good move. I think Upset is not proven. Bo is not proven. Cabochard is okay. I think you keep Cabochard. Saken has already been in the league, so I don't understand. Like, do people forget he was on Vitality for a few years and he didn't do much?
It was awful. Remember? He was terrible. It was actually shit. How anyone would take Targamas after how bad he played at Worlds in 2022, you would have to be trying to match fix. That guy is terrible.
But like, wasn't Targamas he
actually awful?
No, but remember, he was the ADC with the Kalis guy.
That's the thing is.
Yeah, so.
Was it Cameltoe or Kometo? Fucking hell. He just keeps fucking his own org, man. Like, I don't know what you do. Like, I guess your only upgrades is put in Abadage, or maybe you, if you can grab Takuli, I think that'd be fine pieces. Or maybe you fucking just... What's that guy that was on Immortals a long time ago? Fuck. It was that terrible French player. God, I can't remember his goddamn name. Maybe you just say, fuck it.
Ika? Just say... Ika? No.
You throw Ika in there. Holy crap.
No, I will say that the LEC, I think that LEC is even far worse this year than last year. The fact that G2, I think it's very concerning that G2 loses to the 10th place team twice. That's very concerning.
Well, I'll ask you, do you think they'll just get it together in playoffs like they normally do, or do you think this split they won't do that?
They will. I mean, the problem is that G2 has now become Fnatic. Remember when Fnatic was on their height with Caps and they won like back-to-back championships? There's no one to challenge them, and Fnatic is sort of there, but I don't.
Fnatic's the only one that really can. But the problem here is like Noah and Jun are just like Wong Ching Chongs.
It's not like that, because every time Fnatic has a good series, a good game, they just shit their bed the next. What the fuck is it's like? You look at them like, how you win here? It's like, why is Rogue even competing against? Rogue should have went 0-9 both splits or 1-8. Like, no, because they said it. Rogue went 4-14 between both splits. Two of their wins came against G2. Just think of that.
That's what I'm saying. That's concerning to me because that if they played properly, they would have ended
Their comp was also really bad too, man. I don't know why they drafted the way they did. That was a terrible comp. That was awful.
Rogue 4 wins came against G2 or Carwai Corp.
SK. I
think they might have won. And SK. Oh, yeah. No, SK. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck you doing?
They beat SK because they had to beat SK in order to get the tiebreaker.
Yep.
Right, yeah. And the problem with SK, man, SK this year could, in my opinion, I think SK could easily be a top four team. Like,
Wait a second, because I know when we went through this, you guys were like, oh my God, SK is at the bottom. The problem with SK is not their early game, it's their late to mid game. I don't know. Like,
oh, no. Their mid game is decent. Their late games. Got it.
Yeah, for me, when it came to spring, they should have been top. Winter. They choked against Fnatic in that best of three. They should be top four in winter. I think the problem that got into their heads is like ever since they lost that BDS game when they clearly easily should have won it. They've been in this like weird like choking phase where they're much better than what I've been noticing. They in my opinion, man, they could be top four. They're like this league ain't challenging. Yeah. I think they're way better than Vitality. They beat Fnatic before. They were challenging Fnatic in their game.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Fnatic were beating them. They just like SK were winning and they just stopped playing and I'm like, what are they doing here? Well, what is going on?
Let's take in consideration, right? Isma is a legitimate like.
You mean Asma?
I mean, when he talks sometimes, but he's a legitimate rookie jungler, right? Mm-hmm. I think Adam summed it up well on the last PGL when he's talking to Lore. He's like, you need to wake up, bro. You need to like stop. Ha ha and hee hee and you know having fun. You need to like really play the game.
I'll ask you, man. Like his SK for me, I think they're better than Mad. We know they're better than Giant.
Oh yeah, they're better than Giant.
They're pretty much. I would say better than. I'll say or about even.
I think okay. So this is gonna sound like a cope, but I think Team Vitality is a fraud.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think they're a fraud because the thing is I think
you don't believe in Hillestang?
I think if SK played really well, I think SK is 5 and BDS is and I think BDS also kind of messed up the bed with Adam's attitude.
BDS is such a fraud, man, right now. Like this is what I think Winter did for a lot of teams. Winter, a lot of teams started like playing way more better than what we thought. And then now they've kind of come back down to where people thought they were originally going to be at.
I will say one thing, though. Adam did not play people always say he's always known. He played a lot of different champions so far between both splits.
Yeah.
That narrative kind of needs to go away. I mean, he's a pro player. The man's I watch his stream. That narrative needs to go away, but I think that Vitality definitely is the fraud in that. And I think sometimes Humanoid is trying to play like Caps, and that can hurt Fnatic. What I mean is if Humanoid doesn't pop off and he doesn't have a good game, Fnatic doesn't really win. And Razork has to do a lot of the heavy
Razork. Yeah, I feel bad for Razork, man. Razork is playing so well, and he just can't win a title on this team.
Yeah, and Oscarin, we've seen him get a lead on Jax and not carry. So I don't think Oscarin's your carry or like your third is your like second option. So I think if Humanoid doesn't pop off, because Noah is a
rapper.
He's a better Reckless in the sense that when you need him in the late game, he's there. But he's not the one that's gonna like. I mean, he didn't even get an MVP this season, I think.
Did you see that short where Hillestang's talking to Karzy and Hillestang's like, well, you lay back in your chair, man, like me. And Karzy literally said, well, if I was on G2, I'd actually, you know, care, but I'm on Vitality, so I'm here just to chill. I was like, bruh.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
it's honesty. I agree.
I feel bad for Carmine Corp because the problem I see is that they use Yamato as a scapegoat, and clearly that didn't work. They got all these big, they got Upset and they got Bo, and I don't think they work together. I really don't think they work together. So I think Bo is probably going to go back to LPL. I think that's the best move for him. I think he'll flourish there. I just don't think EU is for him. With his play style, how aggressive he is. And I think Upset needs to really figure out what's going on in his mind, because he's not lived up to the potential that he's was supposed to have.
Yeah, he's made he's only made two finals in his career. It was 2021 summer and the 2018 summer, actually. It's crazy because he always wanted to be on a top org, and he got to be on Fnatic, but his playstyle and personality just didn't mess with the other guys, actually. So, yeah, I don't know, man. The LEC is in such a fucking odd, weird place. Like, teams that are playing better are not in the standings where they should be, and you have, like, random teams that G2's not even doing anything like super that special to a point where like they can't challenge them. I have no clue why they don't challenge them at all, honestly.
I mean, like I said, I think it's the reason that, and I mean, this is not to hate on G2 fans. When you're a top team, you should not, if you really want to close out the season strong, you should send the message, hey, we're gonna go, because if they don't lose to Rogue twice, they end the season 7-1.
I want to show you guys really quickly.
Yeah, this. No, they'll be, if they don't lose to, they could have easily went 8-1 to split, because they should have lost Vitality or Rogue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At least 7, because think about it, if they just beat Rogue, they're 7-2 and they're in first place.
That's Fnatic only got, people forget, just this past week, Fnatic only got first place because G2 lost. That was the only reason why.
Yep.
So.
Crazy.
Slowly, me, Kazi.
Why?
Because you go on stage, you don't care much. You lay back on your chair. You're like chillings.
I mean, if I was in G2, I would care, you know. But here, I have nothing.
Oh my god.
No lies were spoken. Like,
I mean,
if you have
right
to play with Vettio, you might feel that way, people.
I mean, I think the thing is that G2, I think the thing is, just like T1 and just like G2 has this reputation that they gotta be. So, like, that's the pressure there, right? The only thing I gotta say I'm assuming you're gonna wrap up soon, is I think Wonder should get comeback player of the year. I honestly believe that. I think Wonder.
This is how you take care of an e-girl.
Yeah, I'm here.
You got company?
Well, you better get them. I ain't got time to carry everybody. It happens every game with these e-girls.
What did you call me?
What's going on, chat? Tell them I said what's up. All those donos you're getting.
You just call me an e-girl?
No, let's not act like you're not.
What do you mean?
Let me just hop into Fortnite, turn my camera on, and get hundreds of dollars of donations a day because I look good.
How do you even know I'm streaming?
Every girl with a mic on Fortnite streams. That's why I hate getting girls as teammates. And on top of that, they're just useless to play with.
What? I'm pretty sure I'm the one that got that kill right there.
I'm pretty sure you got lucky, just like your streaming career.
You're just a hater, aren't you?
No. There's no hating here. I state only facts. You just hate hearing the truth. I'm fixing to kill this guy right here.
All right. Hey, let's see it then.
I'm the best.
Okay.
Hey, chat, watch this, chat. It's right here.
Wow. Uh-oh. I'm out of here.
Have fun with your viewers.
Hello?
Wow. Just no, and no lies were spoken in that.
Yeah.
No. No, but yeah, I think Wonder, if you guys have looked at those games, Wonder has been playing out of his mind, actually.
Comeback player.
I mean, think about it. He takes, remember, they swap out, they put Zyro in, right? Wonder, and they've been playing really good. And if you look at Zyro, go ahead.
I don't know. No, I just think Wonder's he hasn't really done much. He just kind of only goes, or he just kind of just follows Jankos around. He's not really impactful in any of their games at all, for what I've noticed.
Have you seen the Aatrox games and the other games? Wonder has quietly said why he, and his laning phase has been fine. He hasn't been like a liability. He doesn't really get caught.
I would
up.
Say most of the reasons why they've been winning have become off of Trimby. I think Trimby's really massively affected their team, actually.
Oh, yeah. Trimby's affected them, I think, and think Zyro affected. But by the way, I really wish LEC would stop this rookie nonsense. Zyro is 25, by the way. He's not
Jackie's 17. Too. Jackie's what, 20 years old or some shit?
These guys are not rookies. They're rookie in the sense that they're rookie to LEC, but they're almost grown ass men. Let's call them what it is. They're not kids. They're not 18. They're not 19. You know.
Yeah, I don't know what is their obsession with rent. They want to find like the next Caps, and it's like trying to do that is going to like bankrupt half your splits trying to find the next Caps. Like that's those kind of players will always pop up. Now, if you're in Korea, potentially you might be able to have that, or China potentially, but not the LEC. There are too many people are trying to find like the next Inspired or the next like, you know, Caps, and it's just not going to happen that consistently, you know, unless people just get better at scouting, which, you know, it's probably not going to happen. I mean, Advian should be on a team, right? Yeah, God.
I don't know about that. I think the problem is that it's not about finding new Caps, it's about finding the right team that fits your play style, right?
Because, yeah.
Like I think Abadage should have been in the league right now.
I think he should. Yeah,
I think now which team he belongs on, that's a hard question. I don't know.
I think Abadage will work very well in Team BDS. Like, please eventually kick Nook. He is the most just autopilot mid laner ever. Like, he's so lucky he's on BDS. If he ever goes to another team, he's gonna get so exposed so hard. It's not even funny. There's so many flaws.
I mean, he was. Remember, he was on Schalke for a while.
Before. Yeah, he was. Remember his old name, dude? His old name was Nuclear Int. Nuclear Int.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh,
I think the problem is that, like, I don't know. Like, can you pull up the playoffs?
No,
have you guys?
Fuck you.
I'm not the Meek Mill. Stop it.
Hey, Diddy.
hey, we're not. Hey, you said you like listening to R. Kelly music, man. Hey, that's your word.
Hey, R. Kelly made some good music, but the people who were in R&B was like, I'm surprised they got accused of this. We black people do this since 98. What the fuck you talking about? We knew R. Kelly was a creep, but he made good music. That's why we just let it go. We ain't stupid. Like, of course we knew OJ did it. But shit.
Now it's been, P. Diddy is the Jeffrey Epstein of the music industry.
Yeah, dope.
Apparently has a lot of dirt on a lot of people, including Jay-Z.
You know, Jeffrey Epstein was doing shit much worse than Diddy. Much worse.
Oh. All right, you said playoffs. The first round. Okay, so the first matches are on Saturday. Vitality SK, Fnatic GX, Sundays Heretics BDS, and G2 okay. Mad.
So I watched Fnatic's last few games, and that series can go either way. I think the same thing for Vitality. The thing is, if SK plays like SK in spring, they get to the next round easily.
Yeah.
Fnatic, on paper, they should be Giant X, right?
I think Giant X are going 0-4 drop like last split, honestly. I have no hope in them either. Get that team out. Knock them out. 0-4 drop. Odawamne can fuck off. He can retire. I'm sick of watching this guy at this point. I'm done.
I mean,
Ignar. Please, man. I have to watch. I can't watch Peach anymore. Please. Can he just stop with this org? Please. Just rename to yourself Giant L and just leave.
Peach is only. This is only his second split, though.
He's a Wong Ching Chong.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord. This guy.
Crazy. SK, I don't think they should have lost to Vitality the last time they played. So this is kind of essentially a rematch of all the matches before. Like a deja vu kind of thing.
I think Heretics is beating BDS, though.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I can see that.
Not because I don't. I mean, I think Adam, I think they have a decent team, but I think Sheo will get outclassed by Jankos in the jungle. That's where it's going to come down to, because if Sheo doesn't have a good passing, if he doesn't get, we know Ice isn't they don't play through bot lane.
Ice is just Noah, dude, if we're being honest here. They're literally the same player.
Yeah, they're honestly. So they don't play through, they play through top and mid. So if you shut down Adam, and if Adam plays like Olaf or his Darius or his Garen, whichever one fits the matchup, right? And he doesn't have TP, they're going to take advantage of that. So I just where I see this. MDK, okay. As much as I don't like Elioya, hope you're watching.
Why do you hate Maraca Sombrero people?
I don't like him because one, he doesn't even want to be. He didn't even want to be on Mad Lions. Two, he said that he didn't want Nisky on his team, even though Nisky helped guide him two championships that year, and he got to MSI with him, and he got to Worlds with him, right? And he wanted
man, Rico's and, better.
And originally he wanted to go to Fnatic too. Remember?
Yeah, he was going to be on either Fnatic or G2, but yep. Mad Lions were the ones that fucked him over, honestly. Yeah,
they basically did a Chris Paul and said, you're staying here. So, let's call it what it is. Like, they literally said, you're Chris Paul, you're staying here. Okay, so, like, I just don't like that guy. He was literally out the door.
It was only because Mad Lions had messed up his negotiations with Fnatic and G2 that's the reason why he's even here. Yeah, he's gone. He don't want to stay in his org anymore.
Maybe I'm being a little bit rough, but unless he proves otherwise to me, that's my opinion of it.
What's your favorite tacosita, bonita, cochina?
I don't know what that is.
Quesadilla, actually.
with some guacamole sour cream on the side.
I think,
and Lennon's pussy juice.
I think Merwin has impressed me in the top lane a bit. So
that's
been
pretty good. Yeah.
So I can see him beating Broken Blade. I think what's going to come down to is if Han Sama does not play well, what's that guy's name? Frescow? Is it Frescowie?
Yeah.
Fresh Ass?
Frescowie is a better ADC. He has a better champion pool than
are you talking about Supa?
Supa is a better ADC because he has a better champion pool. I've seen his positioning in fights. The kid's not afraid to play things. People forget that Han Sama is still a three trick. If it's not Draven, if it's not Zaya,
Lucian or Kalista,
Lucian. If it's not Draven, Lucian, Kalista, he's not that great.
Supa is over aggressive at times that throws his team the game. The reason why they lost playoffs the last time or was close to losing playoffs last split was way too over aggressive and staying over in situations he shouldn't have been. A lot of their games, he was losing it for them. That's the problem, is he needs to know when to back off and just back and come back to the map, you know? I think G2's just going to crush them, honestly. If Mad Lions actually upset G2, to be fair, that would actually make the playoffs a lot more interesting.
It wouldn't be the first time. Remember, it wouldn't be the first
true.
Time.
Yeah. I actually kind of want them to win to just put some parity in the league, actually. You know,
it doesn't even matter if G2 wins because they're already in MSI.
I wouldn't be surprised if G2 like starts like if they basically
pull out Jonna mid,
like they do like Pike top again and try some like you know or like
Rek'Sai top. Rek'Sai top was legit. I like that pick, but there was some other shit they were trying that was okay,
mean,
bro.
That's the thing. So it's been said, and I think I've had to realize this: pros are good at the game, but they don't know. They know what works in a 5v5 pro scene, but they don't know what works in solo queue. What I mean is, I've known about Rek'Sai top a lot. I know the streamer that's been playing Rek'Sai top for the longest time in NA, and I know people laugh at NA, but he's consistently got challenger. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of champions that are actually really that are very good. Like there's another guy who plays Fiddlesticks top. These champions exist if you put the work in because they actually work. The problem
Merwin pulled it out last split. Yeah.
So the thing is what. Because sometimes I watch Selfmade because I like when he plays. He said that the pros are so like stuck to the meta until someone brings it out and works, they won't try it. So like for instance, he gave the example that Taric jungle works, but you won't see them play it because they need to see, for instance, I don't know, Jhun from BLG play and win with it before they try it out. That's the problem with the pros. I think a lot of things like can work. Like for instance, Viego mid is a thing. Diana is actually very strong in the mid lane, but they're so used to certain things that they will not adapt and adjust. So you know, that's my personal opinion. Well, that's not an opinion, that's just known. So
well, for me with these series, I don't think Vitality's that good at all, honestly. I'm just praying and hoping SK can beat them. But this I think it's going to be over. Fnatic, Heretics, and G2. Now, I would like if Mad Lions win, only because it would actually make the playoffs a lot more exciting for G2 to be in the loser's bracket.
I got to say one thing. I don't like this new format. with the I like the best of threes. I like that. I don't like how you qualify for MSI now, because like even if like I think whoever makes it now, basically the next split, basically that's it. Like they, because they're gonna have to play twice again or something like that. It's like weird. They're gonna have like two more championship.
Chaz, you want to say anything?
Honestly, I would be surprised if D2 just is like fuck it, just say fuck it, because they're gonna have a side with me. This split really did give it like it.
It's the same like last split, like last year's spring too. It's like they just. Because last year they lost to Mad Lions, but that was like in the actual best of five portion, you know? Best, like last year, people forget, Mad Lions were like two auto attacks away from being out completely. Because Reckless didn't choose to hit the Nexus. This is not that same Mad Lions. This Mad Lions is a lot more. I don't have faith in any of these teams. All I hope is that if Fnatic, please, if it's not Fnatic, then maybe Team Heretics might go, but just please not any of these other guys. I'm good. We're gonna wrap it up here in a little bit. We'll start with Warren. Warren, you got anything planned coming up? Actually,
just maybe watch some movies. Get on G streams now that my schedule's better, and I'm actually I'm full time where I'm working, so that's good. So yeah, that's it. Just getting back into things. I've been on a kind of a hiatus. So
do you want to make love to me?
I don't leak audios like Diddy and Meek Mill. Sorry.
P. Diddy is a great guy, you know? He's black.
Yes, Daddy.
God. Oh, all right. God. Chaz, what you got coming up soon, actually?
There's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Video of me reacting to Cali Effect about why I think Yu-Gi-Oh! It potentially might get sold. But also, just think about this VCS thing that's going on.
Okay, so
32 32 people got suspended.
Yeah, they suspended the whole league. Fucking crazy.
They beat the whole league. Like,
all those players were caught match fixing, and a lot of players have pointed out, well, the players just make peanuts compared to match fixing, And it's not really okay. How would I say this? I'm not trying to absolve them of their crime.
Yeah.
What I am saying is Riot has such a terrible way for these teams to make money. You know, like these esports orgs just don't make money outside of sponsorship. And it's like, you know, I could understand it from their point of view. And like, they're not hurting anybody. They're just hurting the competitive integrity of their league. Unless you value that. And does anyone really value the VCS, for being honest here? I don't know.
No, not really. I agree. I think the problem is that that maybe I think the VCS needs to be merged with the PCS.
That's like the problem here is like Riot is such a terrible way for these teams to make money. They're just now going to start doing in-game content. These teams can, you know, have their fans purchase and they can make money. It's like they basically give these teams no real incentive to be profitable or make money. And like I can understand it from that point of view. It's, but the problem here is that doing that is like, you know, people want to like, because you know everyone always has these match fixing like things in their heads and are watching games, right? When you're thinking like, oh, is this team match fixing? Because that's like, I don't know, this looks pretty fucking sus. And now if you have that being confirmed, you're like, I don't know, is this also happening in other leagues that we don't know? Bo got in trouble for that, you know. That's why he's in the LEC. You know, so I understand it from the VCS players' point of view, and they're making more money match fixing, cheating than making it from their actual orgs. Then that shows you there's a problem with the actual system of how to make money and monetize these esport orgs in the actual scene. You know, a lot of the fans just, they're more attached to like influencers than they are to the actual orgs, and it's like,
well,
fuck, I don't know what you do.
I think the problem is that the minor regions aren't. Either one, they're not getting enough sponsors, or two, they're below minimum. Because I believe the minimum salary for a player in the pro, I'm talking pro, not like the amateurs, is like 65K. Which is not bad, but it's, you know, it's not bad at all. It's decent. You can live on that as a single as a, like a 19-year-old for whatever kid. So maybe they just need. I don't know how you fix it. If you got ideas.
All of Team Flash match fixing. Team Secret, I've seen that org around. Two of their players done. Oh, you have some of these, most of these rosters that all of Team Wales, remember them from last year?
Yeah.
Their players match fixing. And Lee Levi was like, fuck. Yeah, you're, sorry, buddy. You're kind of screwed for right now. Good Lord. He said, a friend of mine is in this list, and from what he said, he'd rather get some money by doing match fixing than go back to hometown and find a job rather than playing in the toxic environment where they're unpaid and their salary has also got bite of by the manager. You know, it's one of those 50-50 things. Yeah, it's really unethical, but bruh, at this point, it's more of a problem with like fans not supporting. It's more problem with Riot, you know? Since, yeah, of course, these players are getting way more through betting than their salary. It's sadly a fairly obvious out. And this is my problem with Riot, too. Why doesn't Riot just allow other entities to allow gambling, honestly? You know, sports betting is a huge thing. The NFL doesn't get involved with that. Sports betting is a huge thing.
You know what I think?
The NFL doesn't give a fuck about that. Like, they should just let them do it, honestly. It doesn't, if you just let them legally bet, you wouldn't even have that right now, honestly.
I think the thing is that Riot needs to get back, like, for instance, I thought the IEMs were good because it gave them exposure. So, like, I would say, hey, have these, like, little tournaments throughout the year. Maybe they're, like, I don't know, $200,000 in prize money, you know, overall, and maybe the fourth place, the like you'd break it down like the grand prize is like 200,000, but it's broken down right as you go through, and I think you get more exposure and you get to see these teams, and you know, you get on the international stage and get more parties involved. I mean it's sad to see, but I mean they got families too, like some people to rely on these players too, so you got to put in that we got to put it in that perspective. Is it right what they're doing? No, I'm not. I agree with you, MSK. It's not right, but...
I think people understand it's not right what they did, but it's just a bad fault on Riot. I don't understand why you can't be allowed to bet on the teams. If someone wants to go waste their own money gambling, you should have... Like, that's that person's fault. I'm sorry. Like, if someone's that stupid with their own money... Fuck it.
No, because it's the same thing with the NBA now, where players could honestly, like, they could throw games and then they could have their bookie bet on them. It's like, like you might have it where, oh, a team is supposed to win, but then, oh, okay, well, let's have a bad draft. Let's do this. Okay. Like, say they did in the league over under 25 kills or over under 35 minute match. Now, if you need to go over, all right, you start going to you're not going to T5 as well, but you're going to make it that it lasts that long, that you get to that point where the game has to last that long, and it doesn't matter if you win or lose, because if you throw,
get
okay,
the spot to money. Australia, get the fuck out of here,
Australia. So
it also happened with Doinbi too. Apparently, Doinbi got, you know, jumbled in some underground gambling ring, and he had to go to back to Korea. Then he sent his wife back to see what would happen to him, and they immediately arrested her. So he basically told his wife to go face check.
Yeah.
But then they didn't detain her because she's obviously not doing anything. So, fucking hell. I don't know why Riot cares so much about that. Like, it's not something where... If people are doing that gambling stuff, I don't even know why they wouldn't even want to be involved with it. But
if you can't monetize it, people, it's going to be rampant.
Yeah, that's the thing, is Riot just wants control over everything. If they feel like they can't get a cut of it, or it makes sense for them, they don't want to do it. And it's just like, well, good Lord. And Warren brought up a good point too, of like, some of these guys are feeding their families off that. If they're making more money match fixing, they're going to be like, well, fuck this. Let's just watch the world burn. But yeah, if you guys, thank you for checking out this episode of the Cloud9 podcast. It was awesome to have, you know, Warren come back for a little bit. Just like my dad, he'll leave and we'll never see him again. It's also pretty good. I have plenty of videos coming out and dropping. The channel is growing in subs. So, you know, thank you so much for your continued support. As you guys know, I have plenty of episodes I still have to upload to the podcasting platforms because I'm a little bit behind right now, but I will make sure I will be getting those up for you guys. LCS 2024 Spring Split Finals this weekend. Carmine Corp is trash, and all pro voting is mostly a joke. So
happy to see you, by the way. I just
I hate you so much. God,
who do you think is going to take the LCS?
Oh, FlyQuest.
I hope FlyQuest does. Connor's been way too inconsistent.
I think though Jensen. And I know because this is LEC. I think Jensen will go down as is the GOAT of LCS.
I hope he finally gets his due with the teams, man. I hope he does. He's been
because Jensen now has gone on multiple teams, and when he's been on a competent org, because I don't count Dignitas as a competent org.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
With that roster that they had, that didn't fit Jensen because they were all like Armit wasn't that great. Centurion was at it as his like end heels, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Jensen has shown that he's still relevant, he still keeps up, and he's still performing at a high level. And I think that says a lot about him. So I think Jensen is probably if I had to say, I think Jensen is the GOAT of NA. At the end of the when his career is over with, personally.
I swear, Beerson had a man. I swear, when his beard touched me, I was like, "Bruh, I felt like I became a god at this point."
what year was that?
That was 2019.
Don't tell me that. That's the year they didn't make Worlds.
Yeah, I cursed him.
Yes, actually. You did. He's like, "Oh, I got touched by a black man."
I remember Doublelift had a line, and I was so intimidated. I was like, "I'm actually in front of him," because before I was just seeing through like videos and streams. I was like, "Fuck, I'm actually right next to that motherfucker." That shit's crazy. God damn, I never saw Lena before. The day that we went, the same day afterward, Pokimane came with that fat fuck Skara. They came that Sunday, and they did like this OTV kind of thing, like the LCS teams had their boots up. I could have met Pokimane. Crazy. I could have spit Riz, guys. I've been able to, you know, taste the ass.
You go spit Riz and get hit with a harassment charge. Yeah,
dude. You know what's crazy? All the security is black lesbians at the LCS. I'm not kidding. There was a security lady who was about 5'2", short lesbian. She's the security for the LCS. We never got shot up. Just saying. Oh god. But yeah, we'll see you guys later. Have a great day, everyone. The weekend's coming up. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys later. Goodbye, everyone. Peace. Do so.